Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. That, look at that. Craig's getting good at this. He's getting good at it. He's getting good at this. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another one. Now, this one's gonna be real sweet, real sweet. So this is another popular artist. His name's Kanzi. I know a lot of you don't know him because Jack and Ecstasy are like so loud, so you can barely get to know him. This is Kanzi, and he's a dope artist. He's actually been here a couple times. I don't know if you guys, but he was in season one. He's actually in a couple of times. He's been here a couple times. So it's great to have you back, Kanzi. And this time he's solo. So welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, cool. It's cool to be here, bro.
Yeah, of course. I mean, after that whole drama with that person, I thought I was not going to see you again, but you're here and I'm so happy.
That whole thing blew over quite quickly, to be fair. After what happened with all the, we all confronted him and stuff, and it all got sorted, which is good.
Sweet, that's cool, that's cool. Right, a lot of people don't even know who you are, so would you mind giving a little rundown?
I'm a 20-year-old British rapper. I have been rapping on the internet for about 5 to, and I've only really started gaining a lot of tracks like year and a half, 2 years from uploading on SoundCloud and stuff, as well as Rap Pad and other places. Yeah, but that's me.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for that. Because a lot of people have no idea who you are because people has been talking over you. Because I swear, the first time you were here was, I think, early. It was very early in season one. And you were here, I remember. It was like a group of you, actually. It was a group. I never really. And I didn't even know you were British. See how long ago it was? I didn't even know. I didn't even know you were from the UK. I had no idea.
Oh yeah, nah. It's hard to talk when people are screaming about battle rap and beefs and shit.
Yeah, I mean, that is a little much. I mean, it's not just you. It was Metro, Just Trey, Ed. Tried to he just popped in and out a couple times. But yeah, Lyrical is definitely well known. It's definitely well known. But anyway, I want to get into everything because I missed you a whole bunch and I gotta get to know you a little more. So, Firstly, let's dive into this, first of all. But brand new project out, Cocoon. Could you tell us a little bit about it? I know Cocoon is available on SoundCloud. I put links in the description to check it out. What can you tell us about the project you did?
So Cocoon officially drops on my main SoundCloud on the 15th. It's a project written throughout 2020 to 2021. Some of the songs were written way before I had the idea in mind for the project. And it's about, it's one of three. There's going to be another two that drop with it. It's a bit of a trilogy thing. It's part of a trilogy that's called The Butterfly Effect. And basically it's the first one. It's about like evolving and getting better mentally and going over highs and lows, because the year 2020 and 21 for me was a hard one. So the project sort of is a mini documentary a little bit musically about like what I went through the years and how I got from that point to where I am now, you know. That's the basic concept of the whole thing.
Ah, all right. That's cool. That's awesome. I mean, I'm excited. First of all, I'm excited to see it. And even that name, The Butterfly Effect, is going to be so good. You can tell by names. You can tell by also by names of projects. You can tell that it's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Because it's a whole, like, all the album cover arts have things to do with butterflies in a way. And I just like the idea of, like, when I say it's evolving, the first project's Cocoon, because when you're a caterpillar and you evolve into the butterfly, you know, it's a whole changing process, I guess. And I thought that'd be a really cool thing to build it around, I guess. I don't know.
That's great, and I love that you're taking a serious topic to rap about, to make a project about. To me, that was like genius, how you came up with the idea of doing the whole thing about the butterfly effect. It's real. The butterfly effect is a real thing. It's a real concept, idea, and thing that happens. So it's good that you talked about it, that you had a whole series and project, because people really should know about it. They don't. They think it's like some type of sci-fi thing. Trust me. I asked one of my friends about it, and they were like, "Is that a sci-fi thing?" I'm like, "Hell no, it's not." So they didn't even know what it was about. So,
yeah,
me too. Overall, I'm like excited, ecstatic. Definitely, I'm so excited. And what was the inspiration behind the whole album? What inspired you to have album?
Well, yeah, the year. So the main inspiration for this one was change and evolution. Like I said, like the year 2020 had like a lot of really high ups and really low downs. And like for example, I got into a relationship, then left it. I had lockdown and the mental shit that comes from that. I had college and also university applications. I had a lot of physical health issues, like being ill, and obviously there was a period of time where I actually had coronavirus, which was kind of shitty. But I met a lot of cool people as well throughout that time, and it's just talking about everything that really went through that year. That whole year is the big inspiration behind the whole project. Like certain songs were made about certain people in certain periods. And it goes in order of what happened. so that, you know, the start of the project is the start of the year, and the project ends at the end of the year, or the beginning of 2021, when I was mentally a bit better. But yeah, nah, the whole project was inspired by what happened within the last, 12 months, or even longer, probably about 18 months.
Oh my god, that touched me. That really touched me a lot. Me and all that shit that you went through, I can't even imagine going through it myself. So for you to go through it at a very, well, yeah, at a young age, it means a lot.
Yeah.
I can feel it with a lot.
Mm. Oh yeah, it was.
But I'm glad that you went through it and you're getting ready and geared up for this new project. Is this your debut album, or have you written other big projects before?
This is my first, like, project that I, like, put thought in. I've made a couple other ones that were sort of half-assed and not really thought out. They were more just collections of songs. They weren't really, you know, this is the first one that's been mixed properly and has, like, some risks to it. So I'd definitely say it's my debut project.
Oh, gotcha. I'm going to call it your debut album.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like a collection of songs, I wouldn't call that like an album. I'm going to call it a compilation. It's a compilation, for a collection of songs, a collection of random songs. That's a compilation, or it's whatever, you know, but I'm excited. I mean, it's exciting. You're taking music seriously. I mean, coming from Rap Hat, that's a lot.
Oh yeah, definitely. I agree with that. There's a lot of people that don't take it that seriously on there.
They don't, honestly, they do not. I mean, and I feel bad for them, honestly. I feel bad for them because they have such insane talent, and yet they're there. I think you should not. No offense.
Offense.
I hope that wasn't, like, rude or anything.
No, it's not. It's not. It's. I agree. I try to stray away from that place a lot. I used to be active on there, but...
I don't even be on there anymore. I mean... After all the shit that's happening there, I feel bad for, like, you and all the other artists that take their art seriously. I mean, that's not a good place. It's not.
Only thing I ever do on there now is I'll upload the songs from my project on there, just because it's another place where people listen to music. That's probably that's all I've actually done on that website in, like, the last year. It's just I'll throw a song there and with the lyrics and people can listen to it. But apart from that, I don't interact with the community anymore because it's become a bit of a terrible place.
Yeah, I totally get it. That's exactly me. I don't even go on there anymore. I use Discord now. I don't even use Rap Hat anymore. There's no point anymore. Nobody cares about this anymore. They're all just kind of scattered. Nobody even cares about the show anymore.
Really?
Yeah, nobody. And half the people didn't even wish me happy birthday because the podcast turned 1 year old.
Oh, damn. Happy birthday.
Really? Yeah, I wanted to text you, but you blocked me for a little bit. But... the podcast had a birthday a few weeks ago. So the podcast is 1 year old. I'm so happy.
Oh yeah, it's been a good ride so far. I've caught a few of the episodes when I've had time to, like, not doing college work and stuff. I still go back to Jack's one sometimes as well from this first season. And Apollo's one too, before he dropped Glitch, was one of my favorite ones when it came out.
Oh yeah, those two, they're insanely talented.
Oh yeah, for sure. Apollo, actually, fun fact, Apollo mixed
I
Cocoon.
think one of my favorite. Oh yeah, you told me. Oh yeah, I remember you told me that Apollo mixed it. I was like, that's no surprise. It's probably why it's gonna be good because he mixed it. He's amazing.
Oh yeah, he's got some additional vocals on there too at some stages, but he mixed all but one song on the whole project, and we've worked quite closely on it together.
Awesome, that's awesome. I did not know he I know he mixes. I thought I didn't know, but he did. That's awesome. That's awesome that he did. I mean, he performed for a virtual concert a few months ago and he was awesome. I don't know if you saw his Instagram, but he was like tweeting about it like all over.
Is
He's very talented.
that the enigmatic one?
The one me and in dramatic did.
Yeah, no, I was in a fun f another fun fact. I was when he was because he made the videos for it. I was in the voice call when he was taking his camera out to film it because he was trying to find locations for it and stuff. So you worked on that like it was right in front of me. It was kind of cool to witness him doing it because he had some really cool ideas and it came out really well as well. But yeah, I watched the whole thing. There's a few really good artists on there.
Yeah, 100%. Maybe you'll do it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm just
I had an
kidding.
idea. I might if I knew it was epic because I wanted to there was a Camp Nero thingy that was going to happen, but if anything ever happens like that again, I'll definitely want a heads up because I had some cool ideas if I was going to do it for what I would have done for my part. If that ever happens again, though, I'll definitely chime in and try get something together for it.
Well, I know we're supposed to be doing the interview, but I just wanted to give you a little heads up that I actually, me and him are doing another concert together.
Oh, well, if you'd send me the details on it, I'll try to get some stuff down if you want me to, obviously.
Yeah, in about a few seconds, I'll send you it.
Dope.
While I'm doing that, I'll carry on with everything else.
Okay.
I'll carry on. All right, so I know we'll be talking about Rap Head and everything. And speaking about Rap Head, how'd you find it exactly?
Well, it was probably I think my account dates back to 2014 or 15 or 14, and I used to use it because I played Roblox a lot, and I used to use it to help me write raps for that, like the blueprint thingy. But then I stopped because I felt like it was a bit of a cheaty thing. Like I never really liked the idea of a blueprint that hands you the rhymes and stuff. I didn't think that was like genuine, if you know what I mean. I wanted to write everything off my own like merit without help. So that's how I started using it. And then I started dropping songs on there, and I got into beef with a couple of the people on there, and had some diss tracks and back and forths that a lot of people still know about today. Some of them have a few thousand plays on them just because of how like notorious the thing was. The sad part for me is I'm trying to be an artist and I'm trying to make real music, but people on RapPad, even though I don't use it as much now, people on RapPad still refer to me as that one dude that makes diss tracks. And it's like I don't mind diss tracks, and people that make diss tracks too. I know some really, really good artists that make diss tracks, but even some of them want to like branch out and do real music, and it's kind of cool when they do because they're usually really successful at it. There's a few people that I know that want to do that, and they're really talented. So, but yeah, no, that's how I really found RapPad. I just don't really use it anymore.
Yeah, so do I. I can't believe you dealt with all of that while being on there. Actually, I'm really not surprised. I'm
Yeah.
surprised I've dealt with that kind of shit myself.
Oh yeah, it does suck.
And also, I can definitely see why you would hate the blueprint. I mean, I always hated it. I always thought also that it was unfair about the grades too. I mean, I would have thought like a grade like piece, and then it would give a B. Like, what the fuck? Like, what is that?
Yeah, nah, I used the blueprint, and I used to not look for validation in it, but I used to like read it, and if the blueprint gave me an A, I was like, oh, this is a hit song. I used to think that way when I was young, but yeah, I remember I done an experiment to see how good the blueprint worked. When I put Gucci Gang on it, and I put Kendrick Lamar's song on it, and Gucci Gang had a higher grade, I was like, that doesn't make any sense. That's not how music works. So I don't use it anymore. I haven't used it since I was like 14. So before I even started recording music properly. But yeah, I just try to avoid that website now as much as I can.
Good idea, good idea. I'm along with you. I'm along with you. Anyway, we're going into a dark place, so I'm just gonna get back to the light. Get it? Light, dark, get it? It was supposed to be a joke.
Yeah. I got it, I got it. I think.
But yeah, I love making jokes. You know
Same, same.
that my titles have been like so cringy and also funny. I already know what I'm gonna have for you as a podcast title.
Ooh, is
I
it
didn't get any ideas.
exciting, exciting.
But anyway, I wanna get into more. Let's get some more. As an artist overall, how would you describe your music?
I have a lot of styles. I like to pride myself on being diverse as fuck. So like I try to branch out to like anything. Obviously a lot of people will label any UK rappers. They'll either label them drill, they'll label them grime. They'll try to put them in that little box. I don't really rap grime or drill that much, to be fair. Like I do a lot of rock sort of music when I if I like I play guitar a lot. I have some cool ideas for that. I do jazz rap. If I'm talking straight rap, it's probably like I could do jazz rap, I could do lo-fi, I could do psych like R&B. I try to do as much as I can because I want to get to a stage where I'm so good at most genres that I can mix them. Like, for example, on Cocoon, there's a majority of different genres just on that one project alone. Like, there's some boom bap on there, and there's some R&B on there, and there's, you know, so I try to do everything I can, really. It's just, yeah, trying to be as diverse as possible and trying to get the most out of everything. Because If I can do well in so many genres, more people will gravitate to my music because it's more of an outreach. If you make a diverse amount of styles, then fans of that one style will come to you. And then, you know. So that's probably what I'd say as an artist. I'm just diverse, I guess.
That's awesome, first of all. I respect diversity. And you, I mean, I love that you kind of diverse yourself and do different genres. And I hate the stereotypes they have with artists. I don't like them. I wish they
Yeah.
wouldn't do it. It's horrible. It's unfortunate. But I love that you diverse yourself in many genres and you're like a universal artist. People like universal artists, like rappers that can sing, or singers that can also rap, or R&B that can also do like reggae or jazz. Like those are the kind of artists that people are gonna want to listen to. They're gonna want to come close to.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, I'm feeling awkwardness. I'm gonna carry this on. I'm not gonna have this shit. So I wanna know your methods, man. I wanna know methods. So how do you go about song process? What's your song process like?
It depends on the song. I mean, if I was writing a deep song, and it was based on something I've been through, I'd have to re revisit the memories. I have this really cool way of, like, I can empathize with people, and I'm good at getting an experience from someone that I personally haven't experienced, learning a story that they've gone through and being able to write from the perspective of it. Like a lot of some of the storytelling songs that I've written about, I've not really lived through it myself, but I've known people that have gone through it, and I'm able to hit, after speaking to them, I'm able to hit the sort of emotions they went through, and from a place of like artistic liberty, like I'm able to tell it through their lens, and a lot, and it works pretty much most times I do it. Like I've shown people songs that I've written, not about them, but about their situation, and they've had strong reaction to it because it's been like something that they've really gravitated towards. And that's there's a lot of different methods to how I write. Like I could write when it comes to trap music. I just like to find the flows. I just like to have catchy flows. So I'll like mumble like a recording to myself, and then write lyrics to it. If it's a boom bap thingy, it's more lyrical. I'll spend some time writing down the lyrics. And R&B stuff is finding melodies and stuff. So it's like there's a lot of different processes depending on the song. I'd probably just say if it whatever helps me get the best out of all factors, so lyrics and melodies and flow and such, I will try like focusing on them all before I finalize a song, if you know what I mean. That's probably my way of summarizing it, I guess.
Oh, gotcha. So you don't have a specific way, I'm getting. You don't get a specific way. It depends on the song, which I get it. I totally understand. It's not all unfamiliar with me. I totally get it. It depends on the song feel, which I understand completely. And actually, I respect that you do it based on the song's feel. Because if you do a process and it doesn't fit with the song, I mean, that could wreck things up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, as you said, if you have multiple ways of approaching a song, it's like approaching an issue in real life, really. If you have multiple ways of overcoming something, like if you have a split in a piece of clothing, you can tape it up, or you can iron it, or you can stitch it back together. If you have multiple tools and ways of like your avenues widen, and you can take it to really cool places, especially if you want to experiment on certain songs, you can like use them a plethora of techniques to it. When Pete, whereas like if you're only used to writing in a certain style, that can really because like if, say I blow up and get famous, if I have like, which I think I will hopefully, but if when I blow up, right, if I'm trying to work with all these other famous artists, some of them hit me up and it's a banger. If I'm used to only writing a certain type of way and it can't click with the song, that can either tear the song down or I just won't be able to do it. So it's like, I'd always recommend to anyone that wants to make music or write music to like diversify the ways they go about writing a song as much as they can, because you get stuck to a certain method, you'll find that there's shortcomings to it a lot of the time, especially when you start getting further and further along in your journey, because you either get stuck doing the same stuff or
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wish that they would diverse themselves. I mean, not just any like one genre. Like everybody should diverse themselves. I mean, that's a skill that every artist has to learn, is to be flexible and diverse. I mean, that's how any song's going to work.
Yeah, true, true. I mean, the more diverse you are, the more avenues open up. It's the way with everything.
Yeah, and that's how the song's going to work out, too, because if you have some type of way of doing something and it doesn't work for a song, or the song doesn't work the way it's supposed to be, it's going to ruin the song, and what's going to happen next? I mean, like you said, you're going to lose the song, or the song's gonna be ruined itself. So diversity is like a big thing, and I wish more artists did it, but unfortunately they do not, and you know where they end up at.
Oh yeah, they either fall off or they get stale and boring and end up losing people that listen to them.
Mm-hmm. You got that 100%.
Yeah
got it. Now, what would you say would be your musical influences, since we're talking about music and all?
I have thousands, but my music taste ranges from many genres: rock, heavy metal, jazz, classic, basically anything that's music. I just like music. In rap, though, my biggest influences probably would be Kendrick Lamar and Andre 3000. They're both very similar artists to one another, but like, I have hundreds in rap specifically, but those two, because I grew up listening to Outkast. I think I grew up listening to Outkast, and that was my childhood when it came to rap music. I didn't really listen to much else. Like, whenever it was rap, it was always Hey Ya, Roses, Miss Jackson, all those songs. And then when I started growing up and getting into writing and getting into making music, that's just when Kendrick Lamar started to blow up, when he released Good Kid, Mad City and stuff. And I gravitated a lot towards him because he reminded me of Andre from Outkast. And I think they're the two biggest ones for me. There's hundreds of others, though. There's people like Dave from the UK and Stormzy, obviously. Chipmunk from the UK is another one that I listen to. A lot of UK artists. There's people like, obviously, you got XXXTentacion before he died. He was I love the fact he was so diverse. People like Travis Scott, Kanye, a bit more of his older stuff than his newer stuff, but his newer stuff still slaps. There's a lot of artists, but my main two have always been Kendrick and Andre. Those two are my goats. I think those two are the greatest that have ever stepped foot in the genre.
Oh, good ones. Mm. And I love that within thousands you pick those two. I mean, I get that. Those two are dope. I just listened to both of their songs actually when I was on the road earlier. So ironic, right?
Yeah. That's dope.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And loving all this so far. As a plus, though, me and you never really got to, you know, meet like this. So, do you have anything curious about your host, anything you never got a chance to ask for the many times you've been here?
Huh?
Anything sticking out to you about me?
No, you're quite a good person to speak to. I mean, you listen well and stuff. It's kind of cool because I'm used to speaking to Ecstasy. It's very nice to meet new people and, you know, talk to new people. And it's kind of cool. I mean, you're a very pleasant person to talk to, in my opinion. So, I mean, and plus, you hopefully don't have people that pour water over your laptop and lose episodes, Ecstasy. I know you'll probably hear this. Motherfucker, losing the M Savage episode, how dare you? No, I'm joking, but you know, like, it's cool. You're a chill dude, so you know, the whole thing that happened with the blocking and stuff, that was more just hearing through grapevines and stuff. I didn't really want to associate with anyone that associated with a certain person. It's nothing against you, I just didn't really want to vibe with anyone that I thought was in that dude's circle, so But I've never really had a problem with you specifically. It was more just that one dude, you know. But you seem like a chill person, you know, just from this conversation alone. So that's my opinion, anyway.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Love compliments. Yeah, I do know about the blocking, which I won't talk about since it's a personal thing. I won't.
Yeah.
But yeah, and thanks. That made my day.
Oh.
Made my day.
No problem, man. I mean, actually, I'm enjoying the podcast and stuff. You know, it's got some good questions. It's always fun.
Oh
Don't mind that, it was a ghost.
yeah. Didn't even get to see it. I didn't even see who was it.
It was the one audience member that's chilling here. Had to rejoin. No worry about it, it's all cool.
Damn.
Damn, Ecstasy's just come
Oh
online.
no. Oh no, he's online. Let's hope he's not coming in here.
Ah, he's gonna lose the episode again. Oh no.
Oh no, this time's gonna be this time I'm getting it, not him. So it'll be from me. I'm gonna upload it myself.
Good.
Oh yeah, and I do apologize for that. He was just slow with uploading. That's why I did it. That's why I'm doing it all. He hasn't been here for what? A couple months.
Oh damn.
I
Yeah,
know.
I wasn't that mad at it, to be fair. It was a funny episode, but he told me what happened with his laptop, so I was like, all right.
I get it. I get it. I mean, you can't be mad at him if you want to. I mean, he's not here with me a lot. He's not here. It's just me. I mean, that's a lot for me, isn't it? It's just a lot because I'm running social media, all this
Yeah.
scheduling, content. It's all me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're ever struggling, you can always ask. I'm sure there'll be some people that are good with that sort of stuff that can help out. I mean, there's some people in well, we're in plenty servers. You know, there's plenty servers I'm sure you're in where people would probably be
Yeah.
free enough to do it. I mean, you know.
Oh, thanks. I'm gonna keep that all from my back pocket. I'm gonna keep that in
Yeah.
my back pocket.
Yeah.
Now, I know that everybody's not gonna get a chance to get to hear Kanzi spit, which was unfortunate, but now that you're here, would you mind doing a little thing for us? A little showcasing?
Okay. Yeah, I got a few verses that I can choose from. I'll probably just choose a short one, a short little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 26 bars. That'll be all right. I don't really have a flow to these ones, to be honest. I just wrote them down because I was bored. So it's not my best work, but it's still all right. You know? Okay. Well, whenever you want me to go, I'll do some
Yeah,
stuff.
do go for it. When you're ready, go for it.
All right. Look. It's the new god. Money, the root of his crucifix. Used to shooting sticks at lunatics, popping nuisances, eyes on the Judases. The bars are punitive to fugitives. My vision on George Lucas's. GOAT, the only pseudonyms. I drop a classic, retire, I'll come back and make another one. Body a rapper, don't worry, mother, just make another son. Tatooine with the flows, bystanders thought it was another son. Icon is top 9, you already know who the number one. I'm taking souls like Shang Tsung. The pen game so sharp, can use it to shank lungs. Banknotes done way tons, ain't none. Your favorite rapper's close to my bank, son. It's over with. The coldest kid, the dopest flow, been known as spit. I comatose to ghost a bit. Shooters here, I told them hold the clips, I do this in my sleep. So take a peep. Demons in my written studio session on Elm Street. Every week, I got songs better than your whole career that I never released. Green growing in the bank, needing celery seeds. Messing with me, finna drain each drop of your energy, G. The Marlboro man. You know I stay packing for the smoke. Pity party when you rap just like we're clapping for a joke. 15K in the bank, eating smoked salmon on a boat. GOATs only, no point in rapping if you broke. Yeah, that's it. That's all I'll wrap for now.
Awesome. That was awesome. No applause. That was amazing. Excuse me. Yeah, of course, dude. That was awesome. Awesome sauce.
Yay. Approval. Let's go. Haha.
Yeah, baby. Honestly, it's been great to get to meet you. Well, yeah, finally get to meet you. It's been a while, but I'm so glad you pulled some time out of your life to do this with me.
No problem, man. It's been fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I hope your friend enjoyed it, too. It looks like she's asleep, but whatever.
She's cool. She's chilling.
Anywho,
I enjoyed it. It was good.
Oh, thanks. Glad you enjoyed it. That's nice. Oh. And it's, my God, I'm starving as fuck. Gotta fix that. Now we're just about close to closing. The audience says, "Aw, look, aw." But is there any lastly things that you would like to say to the audience? Anything lastly you would like to say before the ending comes?
Yeah. So obviously the album, the project Cocoon, it drops September 15th. I believe that's a Wednesday. Yeah, it's a Wednesday. So next Wednesday. So Wednesday this week. Sorry, not next Wednesday. This Wednesday it drops. There's already 4 singles out. So they're all on my SoundCloud, SoundCloud/Konzi Raps. But yeah, nah, that's all I really have to say. I project drop in. I have some features here and there. Yeah, fun. That's all.
Sweet. Thank you for those. And again, I appreciate you. And now that I got you in contact, you'll be getting a lot from me. Just get ready. You're going to get a lot of messages from me in the future.
Yeah, I start.
No, just by the way.
Okay.
And y'all make sure to gear it up for Konzi's debut album. Cocoon's coming out on the 15th. This will be released after, so check it out. Check him out on Instagram, The Cloud Boy. By the way, a cute profile pic on that, by the way. That's very cute.
I don't even remember what it is. Wait, is it? That's how much I use my Instagram, by the way. I don't really know. Wait, let me check. What is it? Oh, the yeah, that's the album cover up. Yeah, that's a little bit of it anyway.
Look at that. He said, "You sell my path." That's funny. That's funny. Hopefully you'll give a follow later on, maybe. Just kidding. I'm just kidding with the follow part. Kidding.
Maybe, I don't know, hopefully.
I'm kidding. You should, but I'm just kidding. Anywho, check out more of Konzi down below in the link provided for you. He's a dope artist. Don't miss the opportunity if you do, your assholes, and you have no life if you don't check out Konzi. Make sure, as always, to check out our social media. Everything's on the Wrap It Up Podcast. Really, it's not called The, but it's called Wrap It Up Podcast. We always update about the podcast, so if you want to support us, please follow us. Maybe I'll even get a Patreon. Just kidding. We already have one. Damn. We don't use it a lot, though.
Give your money to these guys. They deserve it.
But, thing, and, if anyone deserves the most from the show is definitely me. Because I work my ass off to get good content like this. So, hope soon everybody out there will thank me for putting this together, hopefully. Especially You. Just kidding. Just kidding. I love jokes.
Yes. So do I.
excuse me. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy Kanzi's debut solo the podcast. I was about to say album, but I meant here. If you guys do not want this to be the end, don't worry, Kanzi will surely come back soon. He will surely come back soon, maybe after he releases that or some point else.
Yeah, maybe
Some
when
point
I
else.
release, maybe when I get to work on the second one out of the three. Think that'll probably be the best time because I've got a lot on my plate now when it comes to working on it. So, for sure.
Yeah, totally. I get you. I totally get it. College and doing that music part, it's a hell of a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit, but you get through it and you did.
Yeah.
Did incredibly. So again, follow us on social media, check out Kanzi if you don't, you're horrible. Make sure to check out Cocoon releasing on the 15th. Show some love on it, pre-save it, do all that shit. You guys have enjoyed this one we did together. shit, my throat's like I think so horribly. As always, social media. I know I said that 3 times, but fuck that. Who cares? And I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, everybody.